Revisiting the Relation Between the Number of Globular Clusters and Galaxy Mass for Low-Mass Galaxies, by Denis Zaretsky. Using a new method to estimate total galaxy mass MT and two samples of low-luminosity galaxies containing measurements of the number of globular clusters GCs per galaxy NGC, we revisit the NGC-MT relation using a total of 203 galaxies, 157 of which have MT is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 10 mSun. We find that the relation is nearly linear, NGC-MT 0.92 plus or minus 0.08 down to at least Mount approximately 10 to the power of 8.75 mSun. Because the relationship extends to galaxies that average less than 1 GC per galaxy and to a mass range in which mergers are relatively rare, the relationship cannot be solely an emergent property of hierarchical galaxy formation. The character of the radial GC distribution in low-mass galaxies, and the lack of mergers at these galaxy masses, also appears to challenge models in which the GCs form in central, dissipatively concentrated high-density, high-pressure regions and are then scattered to large radius. The slight difference between the fitted power law exponent and a value of 1, leaves room for a shallow MT-dependent variation in the mean mass per GC that would allow the relation between total mass in GCs and MT to be linear. This was Revisiting the Relation Between the Number of Globular Clusters and Galaxy Mass for Low-Mass Galaxies, by Denis Zaretsky.